I'd just like to share three questions that changed the way that I pray and kind of the focus of the way I pray. And I'm going to answer these all out of the Bible because that's the best place, I think, for answers. The first one is, when should we pray? And the first scripture I'd like to read is 1 Thessalonians 5:16 through 18, which says, "Rejoice always, pray without ceasing. In everything give thanks, for this is God's will for you in Jesus Christ." That's a simple answer. When should we pray? All the time. Pray without ceasing. I grew up thinking, you know, you just kind of knelt down at your bed at night before you went to bed and said your prayers. And that worked for a while, but once I kind of grew up a little more in my faith, I found that if we're thankful and if we're acknowledging God in our life, then we probably should pray and thank Him more often than just at night when we go to bed. The second question is, why should we pray? Well, Scripture is full of commands, suggestions, where Jesus says you should pray. That's a good reason in and of itself. We should also pray because, not just because we want something. Pat did a good job last week of saying, you know, the difference between speaking with God and just asking God for stuff. In Matthew chapter 14, I want to suggest one of the reasons that we should pray is when or because we're having a bad day. In Matthew 14, Jesus finds out that his cousin John the Baptizer has just been beheaded. And so he wants to go off by himself and just be alone for a while. And he's crowded in by this crowd of thousands of people who he ends up healing and feeding. And finally, he does get away, and in verse 23, it says, after he had sent the multitudes away, he went up to the mountains by himself to pray, and when it was evening, he was there alone. I think if Jesus is having a bad day and he wants to get away and pray, then that's probably a good reason for us too. If he needs it, then I'm sure I do. The last question is, how should we pray? And this is a big one, and we're kind of going through a study Wednesday nights to find out some different ways to pray. Because a lot of times when you grew up like me with the mentality of, well, if I just ask God for stuff, then that's kind of praying. There are other ways that we can pray, and if you need to fall back on it, Jesus taught the disciples to pray, saying the Lord's Prayer. So that's a good place to start. Also, I like praying using the Psalms and using other places in Scripture. A lot of times the people who have gone before the saints of God have been through the same kind of things that we've been through, and some of their prayers are just so poignant, especially in Psalms where David's being chased all over the country by Saul, who's trying to kill him. Some of his prayers just flow out like, God, please help me. What am I going to do here? And that's a great way to pray and model your prayer. If that doesn't work for you, the last scripture I'm going to look at is Romans 8:26, which says, "The Spirit helps our weakness, for we do not know how to pray as we should, but the Spirit Himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words." And in other places in Scripture, it says that Jesus and the Holy Spirit live and are constantly at God's throne praying for us. And if we don't have the words, then it's good to rely on them to help us. And that's just a little bit about how I've changed my prayer life.